I'ma give myself congratulations because I made it. I'm on a whole new dimension. These miracles on top of blessings. Tell your followers to mention. You never get through. People change, seasons change. The levels raining all on you. It gets better from here. Ah, it gets better from here. Favor looking good on me. No pressure, it's time to seek. Therapy. Oh, it's okay to have therapy.
Hey everybody, good evening. I'm nice and bright today. I am nice and bright. I got the light on in the room, the light on from the ring light in the window. So if I'm looking real whitewashed, then that's what's happening right now. Good evening, ladies. So, hi, thank you, Sister Tanika. This is one of my little, not little, she's a grown lady now, but I used to babysit her at church. One of my sweet girls, Mook Star Dash, and she has some amazing music. Go and follow her on any of the music platforms. She's got this one is called Therapy, and she's got one called Alterations, Growth. Her music really speaks to everyday life situations, everyday hurdles, triumphs. And therapy is a word that a lot of our Christian community, especially our older Christian community, really don't like to hear that word. But we are not at the gate yet. So if you are dealing with something that is so complex, yes, prayer changes things. Yes, Jesus paid it all. Yes. But there are some things that require a clinical approach and additional tools, and the clinical and the spiritual working together for you to get what you need. And that's kind of where I'm at. I don't shame people for it. I applaud people who are strong enough to say, I'm going to let God lead me to the right therapist. Come on in here. How about you ask him, God, who's a good therapist? Because there are people, I believe, that are anointed to give you tools to help you navigate some real human situations. And there are Christian therapists. There are people who, are designed to give you the word of God, even in your therapy session. Isn't that the best of both worlds, right? And speaking of therapy, people have put out posts about what you should not share on social media. I respect that. I'm not saying you should put all your laundry out to dry in these social media streets, but I think there are certain discussions, such as the one we're going to have tonight and the ones we always have on Girl Chat, that are beneficial for us as women to get out there, to say, you know what? I feel the same way, LHG. I've been looking at my body saying, girl, what's going on? Are you a pear? Are you a plum? Are you a prune? What's happening? And that's real talk. I don't always feel pretty. I don't have on any lashes today. And when I went to go do my jury live, I'm like, girl, you just look naked like a little rat. Ratatouille. But you know what? Beauty comes in different shades, sizes, colors. And I'm always be rocking my earrings. I'm always rock that. But I don't always feel beautiful. Can we be honest in the girl chat community and say, I don't always feel fearfully and wonderfully made? I know that I am. I'm just talking about feelings. Now, we all know feelings can be fickle. Feelings can change one moment to another. But what I've learned about myself is taking care of my body in terms of hygiene. I'm a big woman. And there are some stereotypes out here concerning large women and hygiene that many of us can't reach certain crevices of our body. Child, I struggle. I have to do some good old pretzel finagling to be able to get to the spots I need to get to, but they're going to get clean. If you got to get something that reaches back there, a little stick or something, and wipe some toilet paper around it, do what you got to do. But the point is, we cannot believe that all big obese, I'm considered morbidly obese. I'm over 300 pounds. So I'm considered what they call morbidly obese, as meaning that my body mass index, BMI, is high. So what the world or our country really considers obese, you can be 125 pounds. But if you're, 4'2", they may call you obese. I go by how my health is. I want to be healthy. I want to have my blood pressure better. I've been put back on a blood pressure pill after being off of them for years. When my weight started coming back on because of stress and not taking care of my body and my mind, I started to eat or not eat. I go from not eating to eating the wrong things. And they're probably just as equally as bad. So when I'm not in a good place mentally, my eating habits, my water intake is always the first thing to change. I can tell when I'm dehydrated. I feel sluggish. We have got to drink our water, ladies. If you don't have a couple of bottles of water in your car, if you don't have, I ain't saying go out and get an $800 Stanley cup. If you can afford to, you can. But you should keep a cup of ice water, a mug, a thermos with you everywhere you go. Doctor's offices, gym. They letting y'all drink water in church now because y'all falling all out. So drink your water when you get through falling out and be hydrated in spirit. You know what I'm saying? But taking care of what we put into our bodies is what's reminiscing. That's not a good word. The remnants of what's in our body is what we're dealing with. If you're eating a lot of red meat, eating a lot of pork, eating a lot of sweets, eating a lot of salt, the remnants of that, even though our bodies are designed to push stuff out, the remnants are still there. And our body is absorbing this stuff into our bloodstream. And that's why I know me, when I eat pork, like I cook some smothered my neck bones tonight, y'all. Why am I whispering? Can y'all hear me? Come here. I cooked some smothered neck bones, some rice, and I did some broccoli. Those smothered neck bones slapping. Now, I don't eat a lot of pork. I don't know why I'm whispering because y'all ain't even in the room with me. Some stop whispering. But every now and then, you feel like a good piece of pork. A good pork chop, every now and then, in moderation. Because I don't like to deprive myself of the things I love. I will have a slice of pizza maybe once every 3 months or once every 2 or 3 months. So I feel like if you do things, my daughter and I went to a program, a healthcare program that was sponsored by Henry Ford Hospital. Every state, every major city has these hospital networks that your doctors work with. Henry Ford Hospital is one of Detroit's premier networks. They had a program called Let's Get Healthy. I joined it for two reasons. The doctor was telling me that I was obese and that my daughter at the time was obese. She had to be more like 7 or 8. So they put us in a nutrition program that met every, I want to say Wednesday and Thursday or something like that. Maybe once or twice a week. And it was our time to try out recipes. We had a kitchen area. We did presentations together about diet and health intake. We made up songs about health, and they had a saying, you can have it if you have it. You can have it. Come on, somebody. If you have it, meaning if you want the donut, cut it in half. Come on, y'all Krispy Kremeites. I see you out there. I see you in line. The line is all the way out to the road. The line is all around the corner. Y'all Krispy Kremeites, I'm talking to you today. You know who you are. It says you can have it if you have it. Now, will a half a Krispy Kreme every day help you? No. So even with that saying, it's still in moderation. We got a comment. My sister says, pork ain't sitting right with me anymore. I have some neck bones in the freezer now and scared to eat them. I'm telling you, Tanika, Minister Tanika, I want to call you the right name, so you are a woman of God, wonderful preacher. Our bodies are telling us that at some point we may have to just say no. Back in the 80s, the crack epidemic, we had just say no. Just say no is coming back. It's say no to pork. And many of us get instant headaches. I have had over the last year one blood pressure pill. Now, I was, when I was 415 pounds, because I was back in 2012, I was on about 4 blood pressure pills. Every blood pressure pill my dad was on, one by one, I was getting prescribed that same thing. It was running in my family. And I was getting one by one. He would get prescribed it. I would get prescribed it. I'm like, So I did have the bariatric surgery. Yes, I did. I know he's like, huh, did you? Yes, but I did not keep the weight off. 2012, April 17th, as a matter of fact, 2012, I had the surgery, the gastric bypass. I will never regret it. I will never regret it. I got down from 415 to 240. That was the smallest I've ever been, even smaller than I was in high school. However, what got me to the original 415, the depression, the unforgiveness, the anxiety, the post-traumatic stress disorder, what got me there through my job and through childhood trauma, I did not address all of those. Now, I did pass the therapy test. They do give you a psychiatric eval when they approve you for therapy, but I got to get the gab. I knew what to say. But after getting down all that weight, I dropped an entire person. Do you hear me? From 415 to 240. That's a lot of weight to drop in a matter of about a year or two. Okay. Well, I take that back. The gastric bypass, you lose your weight quickly. So I probably lost that in about 8 months. Let's just be really, really honest. Tanika says it took 3 times to pass and he was still hesitant. Wow. I get it. Because if it's a tool like anything else, but if you are not dealing with the issues that lead to the emotional eating, that lead to the not drinking water, that lead to the excess sweets, that lead to overindulging in certain things, if you're not dealing with that behavior, you'll get down, start feeling yourself, popping your collar like, hey. And they knew, don't give her no cake, don't give her no candy. I couldn't have it, make me sick. But little by little, y'all, I started reintroducing sweets into my world. Well, I'm down to 240. I can afford to have one little slice of 7-Up cake. Surely that won't hurt. Then one slice turned into two. Then if 7-Up cake digested well, we could try chocolate cake. And next thing you know, you are going back into the bad habits that got you 415 pounds. It's a mental thing and a discipline thing. So just because you reach that place of, oh, I look so good, I should have stayed the course and kept saying no to sweets, saying yes to water, saying yes to fruit and vegetables, saying yes to eating small portions. And I had to give it to my doctors that did the surgery. Amazing program. They gave us a whole binder of recipes And oh, okay, you had the sleeve in 2017. Okay. I did not qualify for the sleeve because of how morbidly obese I was. They didn't want to give me the sleeve. But I did the surgery because I felt that if I didn't, if I can be so honest, I didn't think I would live longer than 40 because of my size. I have been a big girl all my life. From, I would say, from like 8, 9 years old, I was very large. My mother couldn't go to children's stores to buy me clothing. She had to go to Marianne Plus, Learners, you know, grown people stores trying to find kids' clothes. So a lot of my clothes look grown because I'm in a grown woman store. Then she started having my clothing made, and I felt guilty because that junk costs. Hiring a seamstress to make dresses for a large child? I mean, they had some little chunky clothes, but they look like, So, you know, yeah, being a large child, dark skin, large with a whole J curl, triple threat, the bullies had a field day on me. When you come into school and they had these little bitty desks and maybe they seem small because I was so big, I would be praying that it would be a certain kind of desk. Because some desks I could slide into and slide out, but some, it took some finagling. I mean, we're talking truth tonight, ladies. So I would try to get to class very early. Make sure I went to the bathroom and don't call me up for nothing because I don't want people to see me struggle to get in the desk and then need a whole shoehorn and some canola oil to get me out of the desk. It was humiliating. And I love school, but the bullying part affected me for throughout my life. Because I love being in an academic environment. It's just the popular boys, the popular kids, the class clowns, will say something and the whole class is the people who you thought was your friends. Like, you laughing too? Et tu, Brute? You know what I'm saying? But it took me growing up, learning more about the word of God, learning how to love myself. And I can't say that that came from home. No shade to my family. But loving myself, did not come from home. The total opposite came from home. My first stepfather was sexually abusive. And I got sent to live with my grandmother. So no, there was no love yourself in that at all. But over the course of my life, I started dating. And then I would hear men say, well, you should be glad you dating somebody because of your size. I had to push through that pain, y'all. And by the grace of God, I finally started to realize that yes, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Yes, I'm a beautiful woman, large and beautiful. And somebody out here will love me every ounce. So do I always love myself? No, I'm getting better. Sometimes I can wake up in the morning, y'all, and I put on the right outfit and put on the right lip gloss and the right accessories. And I have to be like, girl, you're looking good. But other days, I look in a full body mirror and I see my stomach area. The older I get, weight tends to congregate right in the middle pooch. That's why I put in the comments, my body is an alto. What's the alto? The middle, soprano, alto, tenor. And my body tends to collect weight in the midsection. And in my own research, that seems to be kind of a common area as we get older. Now, I can lose weight. Lose it in my legs, lose it in my face. But that midsection, that gut, then it comes to the point of you wonder, is your gut healthy? And perhaps that pork, red meat, whatever it is we're eating, sugar, salt, some of that stuff causes bloating, causes inflammation, which means our pooch is getting the brunt of all that we're eating and taking in is going straight there. So now we're back at, what are we putting in our bodies, ladies? What are we putting in our bodies? Are we doing a food journal? Are we asking our primary care physicians to give us a nutritionist? Now, when I go to my doctor and with inflammation and joint issues, they have a team of doctors now. And they want to know, what is she eating? What is going on in her brain, her mental capacity that's leading her to the eating? They're trying to do a root cause analysis. I think that's brilliant. If you want to treat a person, don't just treat a symptom. Let's find out, have her write down what she eats, have her write down how she feels, and let's figure out what's triggering her and what's causing her to reach for this versus that. And can we introduce our patient to recipes that include more healthier, colorful vegetables, fruit? If everything you eat is dark and brown and gray and starchy and orange, if everything you eat is starch, then yeah, chances are you're not giving your body the nutrients it needs. So that, I know we're talking about clothes and style, but that's just the kind of a precursor to loving ourselves, loving yourself enough to say, hold on, maybe I can't eat pork anymore. As our sister said, pork ain't sitting right with me. I'm gonna have to let it go. I don't like what it does to me. I have a hard time giving up honey baked ham. I'm just going to tell you. But I have to be careful. Honey baked ham costs so much, they ain't got to worry about LHG. A half a honey baked will run you $50. A whole honey baked will run you a good $110. Where they do that at? For some ham. That's why I ain't that divine. So I feel like, honey babe, maybe you did me a favor because you made it so expensive. When we were young and the honey baked ham was a staple in our Thanksgiving meal, you had to have a honey baked ham back in the day. You had to have it. But a half a ham might have been $20 and a half was big. But now they're trying to charge you $30, $40, $50 for a half of ham. A half of ham, y'all. That's not right. So, but I will go to the market and get a Dearborn ham. That's what we have here. And I'll bake it myself, put the burners in the pineapple chunks around it and make it all cute. And I'll bake it and it's just fine. But I know I can't have it a lot. Bacon. Are there any Baconites? There's Levites. There's a Shiitites. And then there's Baconites. Do we have any Baconites in the building? Ladies, I love bacon. I'll put bacon on anything and make me feel good. But I know I can't have bacon all the time. And turkey bacon is a tire. It looks like rubber. It's not the same. So we have to get to a place where we decide, do we really love ourselves enough to make better choices? I know fast food is fast and it used to be cheap. Not getting cheap anymore. It's going up. The dollar menu costs $1.50, $1.30, $1.29. But do you love yourself enough to say, nope, I'm going to go to the market. I'm going to cook. I'm going to prepare a home cooked meal for me and my family as opposed to fast food. Yes, it may be convenient. I know you done came home from work, you tired, and it's nice to be able to grab a hot and ready. But what if you went and got some shrimp, some frozen vegetables, and did a stir fry and added a little bit of whole grain rice or something? Let's give you some ideas. I love shrimp and love salmon. Now, I did smother neck bones today, but I probably won't do that again till next month. But it's the choices, how you know you love each other. I mean, not each other. Love yourself is the choices you make about yourself. Where am I going? Who am I going with? How do I look? How do I smell? What am I eating? How you know you have arrived at a place of I love myself. The decisions you make concerning yourself. Relationships. Who you pick to cohabitate with tells me how much you love yourself. Girls. We go on there tonight, honey. It's Girl Chat Weekly. So I want to talk about your style. I saw Minister Tanika Fitzgerald, Creative Fits is her business. She has her own boutique. I think she just moved into her new location today. Congrats, sister. And she has pieces that are so classic, but yet still so chic. Sophisticated, kind of a little bit mature, but a little bit edgy, some of them. And I wish she was here in Michigan. And I can't wait to go out there and visit her store. I think she's in Paducah, Kentucky. And my girl, Erica Jackson, is her family is from Paducah. So I know a little bit about Paducah, Kentucky. But her pieces, let me see if I can show you her reel. Bear with me, everybody. Let me see if we can get it up here. Because I want y'all to see this. Do you all see what she's doing? This young lady, I love her style. And she can pull off a jumper. She has curves, but she coupled it with a cardigan. I like this look right here. Come on, colors. This is her store, y'all. Look at these pieces. You got to follow her. Oh, that's my favorite. Oh. Y'all see that? Come on, colorblock. That's me. Look at that. So she has different sizes. She's not just a plus size store, but she does go up to, I believe, a 3X. Correct me if I'm wrong. Oh, wasn't that amazing? Y'all better follow her. Follow her. Because her personal style is amazing. And what she sells, she wears. She puts together. The key is the putting together of the outfit. See, I buy individual pieces. I went to the thrift store, y'all. Anybody else go to the thrift store out there? So this skirt was, it says $3.98, if y'all can see that. But it's on sale, it's half off. So this skirt that I have in my hand was basically $2. I wear skirts. Oh, I just love you, sister. I'm so proud of you. So y'all follow Tanika Fitzgerald. Can you put the correct name of the business in the comments, Minister Tanika? She's amazing. She's jack of all trades. She's a woman of God. She preaches. She sings. She sells clothes. She's a mom. She's a wife. She just got it going on. I just love her. I'm so glad that Erica's our mutual friend, Erica Jackson, and she tagged me in a live class. She has a class called a live class on Sundays. And it is powerful. It's a community. It is a movement. You have got to follow her. And I love you too. Creative Fits Plus Size Boutique. And she has her website here. www.creativefits, like Fitzgerald. Isn't that just adorable? .com or outfits. I love it. So I ended up going to, because I am in a place, in a season of being a little low income. Because Lord knows, Tanika, when my finances get together, girl, you about to get cleaned out. And I'm calling it, Father, in the name of Jesus, make me rich so I can buy all the creative fits in the galaxy. Because everything you show, I'm like, yes. So because my income is not the best right now, temporary, it's coming, I do more thrift shopping. So here's what I found. I learned that I feel better in skirts. What is your go-to? I need y'all to put in, yes, he gonna do it, sister. When I tell you, he gonna do it. And I came on your live, if you don't remember, when you had a blowout sale. And I was able to get some adorable summer pieces. I'm gonna get a couple of cardigans. I got these cute little dresses that are like camouflage, solid color. And they're spaghetti strap. I can grab a couple cute little cardigans, throw on my sandals, and I'm going to be good to go. And you're talking about $5 and $10. So even if you're on a budget, she has done sales before. Check her out. So I went into the thrift shop, and I found this skirt. Okay? You probably can't see it, but it's got black in it. It's got pink in it. It's white. And the bottom of the skirt, you probably can't see it, but the bottom of the skirt kind of flares out a little bit. So I learned, being a big woman with a big midsection, when skirts have a band like this, there's a band right here that's about 2 inches. When skirts have this band, and this happens to be a 26, so a little larger than I would normally get. I normally do 22, 24, but it's elastic, so it'll work. It's a band right here. Okay, so y'all see the band? This is what I lay right on top of my stomach. I get me a good pair of good drawers. We girls, right? Invest in you some good, or not drawers. That's so unprofessional. Good undergarments, underwear. Drawers is for boys. Invest in you some good panties, okay? I have a big pooch, so I'm not putting on no bikinis. This ain't SpongeBob, and I don't live in Bikini Bottom. I wear a good, solid bloomer. Just My Size is a good brand for me. Or I go on Catherines.com. Tanika, do you have intimate items in your store? Do you have undergarments, underwear, bras, slips, girdles? Let me know. But a lot that goes into getting dressed, at least for me as a big woman, is what's under the clothes. A good supportive bra. Y'all pray that I get a company called Busted Bra. They're Detroit's premier bra fitter and bra sales location in the Detroit area. I have emailed them and I've asked them to come on the show so we can go live from their office, from their store, to talk about the importance of being fitted for a bra. You want your clothes to look nice. Somebody, I know this may be too personal for some of y'all, but nobody's talking about the real deal when it comes to being a woman. You have to know, especially being a larger woman, and I have a large frontal here, a good bra that has a nice back, what you call it, that part that goes around the back. I can't think of what you call it. But that back flap. So if you only got like two or three little clamps or prongs, chances are, if you're a big woman, that brassiere is not covering your whole back. Yes. Yes. Hey, brothers, Fred, my CEO is in the house. BRB. What does BRB stand for, Tanika? So when you get a good brassiere and it's got that back flap that is covering your rolls, because the worst thing in the world is when you get a good bra, or you think it's a good bra, and it's covering your rolls and it flop up like a sardine can. Number one, it's painful. Number two, it's got all of your rolls just hanging out. You need that good back panel. You may have to get a long line. You may have to get a long line brassiere just to keep that back smooth, because if you want your blouses to look good. Oh, okay. Thank you. I had to know what that meant. It means be right back. Gotcha. Teach me something, Brother Fred. I'm like, does it mean believe and regulate and bread, rice, and beans? But ladies, I mean, I know it's a personal conversation, but it's girl chat. What you have underneath your clothes is going to determine how the clothes look on you. So invest in a good brassiere. Now, I will say this. The secondhand shops do carry undergarments. You may think that's disgusting. I'm not putting on nobody else's bra. And I hear you, but you're putting on somebody else's shirt. Go and take it home and get it laundered. If that's too personal for you, I understand. But if you're in a conundrum and you can't afford a $40, $50, $75 bra, because the bigger you are up top, the bigger the more your bra is going to cost. So if you an A cup, try a rubber band and an almond. You can make you a bra out of two pistachio shells and a paper clip. But if you got grown woman frontals, your bras that are going to last you are going to cost no less than a good $40, $50. And that's been going on since I was a kid. My mom had to make those investments. My brassieres cost her back in the day at least $30 or $40. I had a black one. I had a beige one. I had a white one. And we kept them suckers clean. Everybody can't go to the Dollar Tree and buy a bra. No, I think it'd be around my neck. A choker. So when you invest in good undergarments, and we're going to have some seasoned aunties on here throughout the next month, the Let the Aunties Speak series is coming back. And we're going to talk about the importance of support garments and how to even make sure you're shopping for the right type of support garments. And it's an investment. This, what you look like, how you represent yourself in the world, is your investment in the world. I am very particular about my outer appearance, especially being a large woman. I don't like my boobers sitting too low. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming forth to carry me home. I don't like when my boobs sit low. Lane Bryant has some decent ones. I don't know if we have a curvy couture here in Michigan, but I'll check it. Or they may have a website. But Lane Bryant has come a long way. Thank you, brother. Even the brothers know where to get good brassieres, child. You got a lady, you got nowhere to get a good bra. Because you want her to put together. So you got to invest. And maybe you can't buy 4 and 5 of them. Even if you got 3 black ones or whatever. I wear more black than anything else. But if you want more colors, because Lane Bryant, they're coming out with more colors, more patterns, more textures. I'm like, well, who going to see that? I ain't married no more. But anyway, if you want to be cute under your clothes, you should. It can make you feel good going to bed. Cute. With the matching undies. That's cute. You got to do what makes you feel good, sisters, at the end of the day. But you need a good structured bra. You know you have a lot of side fat and back fat. Then you're going to need a bra that's sturdy. That's going to hold you. I bought what's called the butterfly bra. The butterfly bra, I do believe, is a Lane Bryant or Torrid type of bra, but it's called the butterfly bra because it has 2 sets of back straps. It has one like this and then one like this. It's like a butterfly. That's why they call it that. It has the straps go up to cover your upper back fat and the straps go down to cover your lower back fat. Problem is, the one I found at the thrift store after I washed it was about 1 size too small. Now, it was good in the cup. But in the number, that's your circumference, it was about 1. If it was 1 size bigger, I still wore it. Matter of fact, I wore it because I was wearing a dress and I really wanted to be streamlined. That thing had your girl together. Do you hear me? But I was in pain, like all outdoors. I could only wear that bra for about 2 hours. But I could probably get an extender on it. Maybe to go around that bottom part to loosen it up. But the butterfly bra is amazing because it had my back fat like, we ain't going no dang on well. We ain't going to embarrass me. Get you a brassiere that's going to support you. Those of us who have back pain, come on, sisters. Come on. You got lower lumbar pain, sciatica pain, upper back pain, a good strong brassiere could have back brace characteristics. Y'all hear me? Y'all going out and wearing these flimsy, cute little bras, 2 for $10. Some of us can't do that. We're too well endowed for that. And you want your clothes to look fitted. You want a tailored look. You don't want your clothes looking too tight, too loose. You want them to appear to be, oh, she bought the right size. Now, the top that I had on when I went to church that Sunday, the top was a little smaller than I normally buy. It was my size, and it didn't look bad. But being big makes me always go for baggy clothes. Big women, we cannot hide the fact that we big. So wearing baggy clothes can have an opposite effect of what we want. The baggy clothes can actually add additional weight to us. So while I was subconscious because the shirt wasn't falling all off me, it fit. So what I did, I said, if I wear this shirt, I got to have a good bra. I got to have some good support in the front, in the back region. So I had, and it was white at that. So I had to have good support. So then when you have a good undergarment, and you have good underwear that's supporting your pooch, your alto section, your middle section, then that's going to mean your clothing may fit better. Now, I wear, on top of the brassiere, I wear a camisole. The camisole may have kind of a girlish feel to it, but it's not too confining. Some of those waist trainers y'all wear, some of those girdle contraptions that come like y'all getting on the NASA ship, some of those contraptions look like you ought to be in an alien movie. But people are doing that to look snatched when really that thing come off. We don't even want to know what's up under there. But people are investing, you know, hundreds on waist trainers, different kinds of girdles, because they want to appear so hourglass shaped to wear those bodycon kind of clothing. More power to you. I'm not mad if that's what you love. Because look at how our clothing changed. When I was coming up, women didn't wear tight clothes. Then when you got into the late 80s, early 90s, we went through the move some dress movement. Y'all remember that? The move some dress, it was tight and short. You couldn't even bend over without, you know, exposing some top secrets. We just telling the truth up in here. And you, yeah, Brother Fred, it get like that in Girl Chat Weekly. Then after we did the move something dress era, it seems like dresses and our outfits got a little looser. But then when you got into the 2010s, 15s maybe, jeans became tight for men and women. I could not tell who was a male or who was a female looking at the jeans. A woman could put on some sassoons and they'd be tight because she's a girl. But now men are wearing their jeans and their, even the suit pants. They got skinny suits. What is that? And the people who wearing the skinny stuff ain't skinny. You ain't going to see LHG in no skinny nothing. I'm not there yet. I'm not. Now, I will say, I do have a pair of jeggings. Jeggings are maybe a sort of skinnier jean. But I typically have on a long cardigan with it or a long t-shirt with it. Because I do have shapely thighs. I love that about myself. I got nice legs. They don't work right half the time. And they hurt, but they're cute. So I find what I think accentuates me. The jeggings are cute with a long jacket or a long t-shirt to cover me in the right places. So that was the first thing I found at the thrift store. Then I found, for another measly $2, from Jones, New York. Jones, New York was the premier plus size catalog. I'm not sure if they had a brick and mortar. They probably did, but I remember the Jones, New York catalog. This is my style. Y'all can call me old if y'all want. Fred says, oh, no. Skinny jeans is a no good look on me. I'm more of a loose fit, straight cut jeans type of dude. My husband, former husband, was like that. He didn't care for skinny jeans. He even, the running joke is, he creases his jeans. He's only 45, but you will not see Mr. Endeavor Gooden without a deep crease in his jeans and some church shoes. Don't laugh at him, y'all. He's so saved. But I found this at the thrift store too. This is a cardigan. Y'all can see that. The top part has these cute, this is turquoise blue. And around the neck are these turquoise blue kind of jewels. I'm going to accessorize the crap out of this. It has one button. Kind of opens up. So I can put a cute little pattern skirt, a colorful skirt. I have a skirt this color. So I did a turquoise skirt. I put another color shirt up under here. But to break the monotony of the color, I would take this and put it with a multicolored maxi skirt of some sort, if I could talk. But this was $2. It looks never worn. Never worn. I like the collar. When I'm on the Zooms and on podcasts, I try. Hey, Simone, I didn't know you got in here. I like to wear stuff that's cute up top. I can accessorize really cute. So I love it, y'all. $2. 3X, $2. And it's open. So it doesn't have to keep me so confined. It's got one button. Cute. $2. Fred says, hey, a nice pair of jeans. and a dress shirt and dress shoes. That is sharp. Yes, that's what my husband does. I don't know about the dress shoes and the jeans. That kind of throw me off sometimes. I'm glad you're here, Simone. That kind of throws me because in my mind, jeans go with gym shoes or casual, like, not a slipper, like a casual slip-on shoe. But my former husband, if he want to put on his Sunday clappers, I call them Sunday clappers, them shoes that clap when you walk, that's him. I purchased a couple pair of loafers, like penny loafer, like, I think that's the most adorable thing for men. Monotony. When this is all blue, Simone, if I was to put an all blue skirt on, it would be too much blue. So the monotony is the same thing, all of the same color. So to break the monotony or to break the color pattern, I would put maybe a white top under here, a floral print, if my skirt is going to be the same color. What I like to avoid is wearing all one color. I don't like that. I like to break the monotony or break the color up. It just looks visually more appealing as opposed to just one color. If you ever seen someone wear all one color, it could look sharp to some people. But for me, I want to break that up with a little bit of fun, a little bit of pattern. But when you hear someone say break the monotony, it's the same. Break the pattern, really. Break the pattern. All right. Last thing that I got from the thrift shop, another skirt. Skirts are my thing. It's getting hot. It's going to get hot. I am in what they call perimenopause, P-E-R-E menopause. It's the precursor to menopause. That means I'm getting hotter than I normally have. So pants in the heat don't work for me, which is why I thank God for the remote start in the car. Try getting in a hot car with leather seats in 120 degrees. Your legs are going to be frying like a good old pork chop. What's that smell? That's you frying, honey. You frying. You are frying. So I buy skirts. This is another $2 skirt. I like it because it has pockets. It's got pockets, girl. Women love pockets. Yes, I went thrift shopping, girl. I spent $9.29 and I got two tops, two pair of skirts, and one more thing. It was half off. I didn't even know, Simone. That's how I know the Lord loves me. I just happened to roll up in there for one thing and everything was half off. So here's my next skirt. The main color is black, but you got a floral print. I love floral print. People may say that big women should avoid floral prints. I'm not going to say that. I love a good floral print skirt. I don't do too much florals on the top of me, but the bottom of me with a solid, like a blue jean jacket and a t-shirt under here. Yes, God is awesome, Simone. He really is. He really is. So this is kind of a short, it may look short, but I'm not tall. So it will hit me right below my knee, but it may be a little above the knee. Okay, here's the thing. I am learning that although I am a plus size woman, I said it earlier in the show, I have nice legs. So, yep, I have big thunder thighs, big calves, but I look pretty good in a skirt. And I've had to have my grandmother tell me that. Why your skirt so long? I used to wear those Sister Act 3 skirts all to the ground. But no, I'm still young. I'm only 48. I can show my legs. Quit playing. So the main color is black. You got white. You got pink. You got coral. You got green. I would grab me a blue jean skirt. I mean, blue jean jacket. Grab me a tank top, a white tank. Or a black tank, probably white, because I like white tanks. Have my jacket on, grab me some polished on purpose accessories. Now, look at this. I showed these earrings on my live right before I came on. This would match that skirt. Look at these colors. Baby, that oil spill, honey. I can do it, sister. I can do all things through Christ. Yes. So even though I'm almost 50, I'm not about to be on nobody's porch rocking back and forth in a rocking chair doing needlepoint just yet. So I love to put on things that make me feel feminine. Is that wrong? I mean, I like to feel like a lady. I'm not trying to necessarily draw people to me. This really is about how I feel about me. That makes sense? How I feel about me is more important than me drawing people to me. Now, I am single now, and people are probably going to be, you know, side-eyeing me, and who they may have already been looking at me. I don't know. But I just want to feel beautiful. And for each of us, ladies, what makes you feel beautiful? When you put on something, what is that one go-to that you put on, Simone, that makes you feel pretty? Is it a pair of pants? Is it a dress? A certain hairstyle? A certain pair of earrings? Certain lip color? A bold red lip? When I got on a black and white outfit and a pop of red and that pop of that red lip, baby, you can't tell LA. You can barely tell her something now. You wait till she put on that red lip, right? This is kind of pinkish, but when she do a real unsanctified red lip, Yes, honey. Yes. It's on and popping. But I post it because when I get up in the morning and when I get dressed, I find that I spend longer time getting dressed because I could put on one outfit and it just don't sit right. My pooch, my body is an alto. That middle section is what pokes out. So if the top that I put on may have fit me 2 years ago, maybe it shrunk, maybe I grew, I don't know. But when I stand in a mirror, because I have a big midsection, I don't wear a shirt that doesn't cover my stomach. I don't know how y'all doing that out here with these bellies out. I don't understand it. Now, if you got a flat stomach, yes. But to me, to walk outside with my whole gut hanging out over my pants, I'm not able to do it. It's not attractive. And I'm not trying to be shady or judgmental. But if you want to have someone take you seriously, you want to be seen as confident and attractive, all of that. Yes, honey, the unsanctified red lip, the kind where back in the day you wouldn't even get in the church with that kind of red lip. We have evolved in Christendom, but there are still some Christian sects, S-E-C-T-S, or groups that do not wear makeup at all. If you watch, what's his name? Gino Jenkins or something like that. He will not allow any woman in his church to wear makeup. There's scripture in the Bible, Old Testament, I'm sure. Maybe it's around Proverbs. I don't know. That talk about under the old way of doing things, women had to be so modest. There was no makeup. There was no, well, they didn't really have makeup back then, but they couldn't bring attention to themselves. So the early church, and some churches still feel like that. Yes, Gino Jennings, that's him. You will never see his wife with lip gloss on. Not even gloss. She may do chapstick. I know him or her kissing on him and cut him up. So she's probably doing a chapstick or a clear gloss. And that has to be in moderation. But you ain't going to catch me without my gloss. I was in school. I was known for my ponytails and my lip gloss popping, baby. Boop, boop, boop. Yes, I was. Yes, I was, honey. Now I like the matte lipstick sometimes where it's kind of dry, but it gives you that good colored look. And it's not a nice bright color. I'm just now getting back into colorful lips. They make all colors, blue, green, yellow. I mean, I don't wear all of that, but you will be surprised. I did have a dark purplish color lipstick I wore last year, and I got lots of comments. I do tend to fall back on the browns, the earthy tones, but a good red lip is a beautiful thing. I saw a good olive green color lip. If your outfit is going to match it, we can learn to play around with the makeup too, ladies. This is about how we feel about us. Forget everybody else. Forget, yes, honey, my lip gloss was popping. Yes. I love lip gloss, but we get so hung up on what that man thinks of us, what he likes. I mean, if you marry, of course, you want to date, you want to marry someone who loves your look, And if you want to please him in that way, you want him to be attracted to you. I get it. But you're still a whole person. If he's dictating all that you do for your clothes, your hair, whatever, that to me is odd. That's a Geno Jennings. I'm not there. I'm not. I will not be marrying anyone named Geno or the last name Jennings. I can't do it. Too much. I like to have some freedom. Now, I'm not going to embarrass my husband. I'm not going to go out here when I get married again and wear something that will bring embarrassment and dishonor to his name. No. I would never. That's not in my personality, to be honest. But I want to, especially in the summer, I like to be a little bit more free. Now, in the winter, my go-to for the renter is P-O-N-T-E pants. They're called Ponte. P-O-N-T-E. It's a cross between a legging and kind of a professional slack. It's a stretchy material, which is going to give me the breathing room I need for my thunder thighs. Thunderous applause in the thighs. But it's, I don't buy them too tight. They are perfect with a good pair of knee boots. A Ponte pant, a pair of knee boots, a nice top and a cardigan. And a scarf, that's my fall look, my fall and winter look. I keep it comfortable. At almost 50 years old, I'm going, yeah, that's it, Ponte. It's Ponte pants. When you all go online after the show, look that up and you can see what I'm talking about. They have a jegging or legging material, okay? But they have a ridging around the outer part that makes it look like a professional work pant. And when you're working in the corporate environment, before COVID, people was coming in with these leggings. Did you know that leggings weren't even meant to be pants? Leggings were meant to be like tights, to be worn under a long, like a long shirt or dress. We, crazy people, turn leggings into pants. Have you seen a person wear leggings and the shirt is above their belly and you just see all this behind? That wasn't the original intent. Yes, leggings were actually footless tights. They've evolved. They got different kind of leggings. But sometimes people come in here, they want you to see their caboose. They want their caboose to be loose. I'm not hating on you. If I had a body that could allow me to do that, I probably would do it too. But I ain't there today. I ain't there on April 23rd of 24. I don't really have a true caboose. There's something going on back there, but it's not a real caboose. I'm praying about that. But really, when you get dressed, y'all, the reason why I call my business Polished on Purpose is because I like to have a full polished look. From my headscarf, which was coming off on my last podcast last week, y'all. I was talking to my brother Andrew about mindset change, and this thing started slipping. Bloopers and practical jokes of podcasting, baby. But I held on, honey. I held on. But I want my head wrapped right, or I'm going to do the shaved head. I want my jewelry right. I want my face to look good and smooth. I want my clothing to fit my body type. Simone, we will have the No Caboose Support Club. These men love these booties. And then these people are going over these foreign countries, getting these booties and coming back and they're dying. Some of these procedures in other parts, even in the States, they're going to certain states where these so-called doctors who aren't even licensed properly to do these kind of procedures, I was charging, you know, a couple dollars for these procedures, and they're coming home and they're leaving the earth because of complications of these, what you call them, BBLs, big, beautiful, I don't know what you call them. Just, yeah. And it's costing people's lives because a man said, I want you to have a big butt. I do have a kangaroo pouch though. You're so funny, Simone. That's me, girl. We could put I could put a couple kangaroos in my pooch. But I would love to have a more shapely caboose. I won't lie. But I'm not prepared. If I did do a surgery, it would do taking the fat from my arm and moving it around to my caboose. That's not covered by insurance. So that would be something I would have to pay out of pocket for. But until then, I wear certain things that make it appear that I have a caboose. All aboard. I got to get out of here. It's not power hour. Girl Chat Weekly is 1 hour. So I'm going to get out of here. Oh, Brazilian butt lift. There we go. So are they having them done in just Brazil or they're doing them in other countries, Simone? I'm not familiar. I've seen people put these BBLs on and they don't match their body type. If your butt is wider than your whole body, so the body is just like this, but the butt is out here, that looks fake. That looks fake. So, and be careful. Anytime you have a procedure, an operation of any kind, you run risks. But imagine doing so at the hands of someone not adequately licensed, educated. The spot may not be sanitary. They doing 3 and 4 surgeries an hour, getting you in, like getting you in and out. For what? Because a man told you that men like that? Why can't a man just love you for you and what you have and not force you to get something that's not natural for you? And that can go for the frontals or the rear. If you love a person truly, not superficial love, you love them for who they are. But not a lot of people are going to get these BBLs to attract men. But let that thing go flat. That thing can start leaning to one side and you looking like Jurassic Park. I'm telling you. Let me get out of here. Thank y'all for hanging with me. Check out Tanika Fitzgerald, Creative Fits. I got the name in here somewhere in my previous comments. Her website and her store, she changed locations today. That's where she is. She couldn't stay long, but I thank her for coming through tonight as we showed her some love. We're also going to feature Patty Cakes Boutiques. I'm going to go to her page next time. She is local. She is Lady Stacy Wells. Her husband is Pastor Anthony Wells, Whole Life Church. And she has a boutique called Patty Cakes. I believe it's named after her daughter or granddaughter. Beautiful clothing, stylish, has some plus size as well. But creativefits.com is Tanika Fitzgerald's website. She's in Paducah, Kentucky, for those of you who are in the Kentucky area. I'm going to make a drive one day and surprise her and hug her neck. But I've enjoyed this. I enjoy Girl Chat. And we're going to get back to our book club selection. It's called Killing Comparison by Nona Jones. I'll put it in the page. We're going to get back to that. But sometimes it's just good to kick it with your sisters about things that we as women deal with. I was having body image issues. I feel better now. I just know, even as a low income person, I'm used to being able to go to any store and buy my clothes. We had a store called The Avenue, Catherine's, they're closed now, it's online. But because of my finances, I do a lot more thrifting. And I'm not ashamed of that. I wash them, launder them real good. Some stuff at thrift stores are brand new. Do you know that if you go to a real good thrift store, it takes Dana McKellar and Taka to school you on how to do thrift storing, okay? That's what it takes. So, and it was crowded in that thrift store. More and more people are having financial difficulty. They can't go to the mall and pay $100 for jeans like they used to. They can't do it. So you have to find ways to cut the cost but still look like a boss. So you go to the thrift store because the rich people are getting rid of stuff and taking it to Salvation Army, Goodwill. Get there when they get brand new stuff and take your time and sort through it. Some stuff shouldn't be on the rack. Some stuff be so toe up. How did it make it past the conveyor belt? I don't know. Because it's got stains on it. I don't know. Someone was napping on the job. But other pieces, I have found new tags. And then you have websites like Poshmark. Have you ever shopped on Poshmark? Those are used or gently used clothes. Or they have stuff people have bought but can't return. It's outside of the return policy, but they want to get something back for it. They have purses, Dooney and Burke, Gucci. I mean, when you are in a season of minimalism, I guess you call it, or in between blessings, as we call it in church sometimes, you have to make the most. I have a wedding coming up, a very important wedding coming up this Saturday. My sister's getting married. I will probably be thrifting to find a really cute skirt. I have a top that I have that I want to wear. But I will probably be thrifting to find me a really cute skirt to go with what I already have. I got to be cute. It's a wedding. It's a wedding. Okay? I might see somebody. But I got to go. Go back and watch my Polished on Purpose video. I show some really cute pieces. Thank you. Thank you, Simone. I am living my best life, and not to shade my former husband at all. We are friends. God is healing us. I will forever love him. I'll keep it right there. But this is what I had to do for me. So I love you all for loving me through this. It hurts like hell. But on the other end, I'm finding me again. The Lord might grow my hair back, honey. He can do what he wants. He's sovereign. He can do what he wants. But the most important thing is my health. My health is coming back. I'm seeing more clearer. I'm doing the things that I really love to do. This being one of them. Polished on Purpose being another. Shades of Chocolate Women's Ministry. My Forever Love Marriage Ministry. Metro Detroit Professional Christian Singles. I got a lot on my plate that I enjoy. But I might see somebody, or somebody might see me. But I love y'all. Thank you for being the most important part of what we do here at Trailblazers with the Z Radio. I really appreciate y'all. So, because there is a wedding on Saturday, I'm going to try to schedule our Critical Conversation show in the morning time and do part two of Settling. So that is in the works. So set notifications on YouTube, subscribe so you can know what I'm going on, okay? I love you all. Have a good evening. Share this. Invite some girls to Girl Chat. This is our community. Community is so important. I need you. You need me. We're going through so much individually. As Simone says, life do be lifing, but God is still God. And the confirmation I got at the Kroger Market on Mack Avenue today to trust God no matter what, to lean on him with all that I got. When Apostle spoke that word to me, it shook something in my very spirit. In my very spirit. Trusting God means there is no plan B. Your hope is fully and completely in him. That's real trust. And you go on with your day. I prayed about it. I journaled about it. I worshiped about it. Now I'm moving on about it. All right? I love you. And yes, call me so that we can have our girl chat. I love y'all. Have a good night. And Shop Pop, I do want to grow my business. We got two major events coming up in May. May 4th is Tanisha One Stop Shop Queen Cooper. She came on last week. The Women's Day Brunch. Get your tickets. It's going to be an amazing speaker and some surprises. Also, the very next day, the Cinco de Mayo Eastern Market pop-up. I will be doing that for the first time. Cost a pretty penny too, Lord. Let it work. I got to sell out. I got to sell out. So May 4th and 5th, Polished on Purpose Incorporated, honey. We got a whole business for real. We'll be out here doing the dang on thing. But in the meantime and in between time, I got a whole website. And even purchasing on the website supports my business. I get commission the following month. So I would love to get at least 15 online orders for the month of April. And when you order at least three things for me. That could be a bracelet, necklace, and a pair of earrings, like a full set. I'm going to add a ring, make it four, that's fine. But that helps me. That helps me. But yes, I will message you, Simone. I should be open all day tomorrow. I'm going to get some rest tonight. But thank you for checking on me. Thank you for those who pay attention when they know when I'm not where I want to be. But I'm pushing. Can you tell? Better just feels better. I'm making some major life decisions. But God is covering me, y'all. He's so good.
He's so good. Trust him, sisters. When you need someone to talk to, message me in Facebook. You don't have to be out here by yourself, crying yourself to sleep because you ain't got no man. Men are nice, but if you ain't got one, fine. You still good. God got you. He's so good, Kim. God is so good. And I know that we face difficulties in relationships, finances, health. We still dealing with this COVID. COVID, RSVP, LMNOP, NBC, CBN. We got all kinds of diseases out here. But God, I've had COVID a few times, and that thing ain't took me to the gate yet. And I give God glory because it must be. I love you too, Kim. It must be some work for us to do. I'm glad you're on here, Kim. Kim is one of the jazziest dressers, and she's a makeup extraordinaire. When we worked together, I couldn't wait to see what Kim had on. That girl knows how to put fashion together. I always said that she should definitely be styling the stars, or the potential stars, because you really know. Now, what does that stand for, Kim? M-O-U-S-E.
Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse.
But Kim, you always were an example of how to look fly from head to toe, from hair to makeup to clothing to accessories to shoes to boots to coat. And that was what she was known for. Everybody had their trademark at work. And if we ever did do a contest on the best dress, we already knew Kim would just win by a landslide. So you have people in your circle that you admire, then talk to them. Kim, could you, help me style a few things? I mean, this could be a business for her if it isn't already. But if you need help with styling, get help. It could be just a couple of hints. I talk about my midsection because that's what bothers me the most. So I don't wear tight shirts that accentuate my belly. If it's something that you don't like about your body, why would you, that is Mickey Mouse, why would you put a tight shirt on that belly? That's not cute. That's not cute at all. Nobody should see all of that. I don't know what's happening in our world today when it comes to how we come out of the house. But your last time I heard, your belly was supposed to be private. Your belly is as private as your booty. That's how I grew up. Private. Now, if you're going to wear a midriff shirt and you have the physique to pull that off, I'll say it again. If you have the physique to pull that off, then more power to you. But flapping around, I'm sorry. I don't want to sound judgmental. And I don't have a body for that. And I don't want to be the big girl that's hating on the skinny girl. If you got a body for those midriff shirts, they're cute. I've seen some cute tops like that. But you have to accentuate the positive. Yes, Kim. I was saying earlier, I love my legs. So I stopped wearing these long broomstick, dragging the ground, Little House on the Prairie. Hey, Ma. Hey, Paul. Dinner ready. I stopped wearing those kind of skirts because I like my legs. Put you some good shea butter on them things. Some good baby and oil. Get you some canola oil, some vegetable oil in it, whatever, anointing oil. Oil them legs up. If you're going to put, I got to go, y'all. Y'all have started a whole conversation. If you're going to put on a good skirt, don't be ashy. If you're going to put on a skirt, why would you let your legs look like you got on white stockings? Get yourself moisturized for Jesus. He ain't coming back for an ashy church. Christ is not coming back for an ashy church. Not a spot, nor a wrinkle, nor ash. Okay? So if you're going to put on a good skirt and you're going to put on sandals, you're going to put on sandals. Get your feet done. It's so trashy to be ashy. Come on, Kim. That could be the name of somebody's album. It's so trashy to be ashy. You want your feet out? Get you a pedicure, or at least file them down and paint them or something. If you don't paint them, make sure they manicured. Your toenail should not be cutting me. I'm across the street. I'm trying to help somebody today. Your toenail should not be bothering me when I'm 10 feet away. I'm going to leave him alone. Simone said, I got to go. My prayer partner said, I got to go. I'm gone. I will see y'all Saturday. Tune in for the time. Tag, share, go back and watch my pop videos. I love you. This is healing for me. I know I might share too much, but this is healing for me. All right. Have a good night, y'all. Bye.